and with that word, in swoon he fell adown, and long time he lay forth in a trance. His brother, which that knew of his penance, up caught him, and to bed he hath him brought. Despaired in this torment and this thought, let I this woeful creature lie, choose he for me whether he will live or die. Arviragus, with health and with great honour, as he that was of chivalry the flower, is common home, and other worthy men. Oh, blissful art thou now, thou Dorigen, that hast thy lusty husband in thine arms, the fresh knight, the worthy man of arms, that loveth thee as his own heart's life. No thing list him to been imaginative of any wight had spoke while he was out to her of love. He had of it no doubt. He not intendeth to know such matter, but danceth, jousteth, maketh her good cheer. And thus in joy and bliss I let them dwell, and of the sick Aurelius will I tell. In labour and in torment furious, 2 years and more lay wretch Aurelius, ere any foot he might on earth go. Nor comfort in this time, nor had he none, save of his brother, which that was a clerk. He knew of all this woe and all this work, for to no other creature certain of this matter he durst no word sayn. Under his breast he bore it more sickree than ever did Pamphilius for Galathee. His breast was whole without, for to seen, but in his heart aye was the arrow keen. And well you know that of a cercenure in surgery is perilous the cure, but men might touch the arrow or come thereby. His brother wept and wailed privily, till at the last him fell in remembrance that while he was at Orleans in France, as young clerks that been liquorous to read arts had been curious, seeking in every hulk and every hern particular sciences for to learn, he him remembered that upon a day at Orleans, in a study, a book he saw of magic natural, which his fellow, that was that time a bachelor of law, all were he there to learn another craft, had privily upon his desk he left, which book spoke much of the operations touching the 28 mansions that long unto the moon, and such folly as in our days is not worth a fly, for Holy Church's faith in our belief nor suffers no illusion us to grieve. And when this book was in his remembrance, anon for joy his heart began to dance, and to himself he said privily, "My brother shall be cured hastily, for I am sicker that there be sciences by which men make diverse appearances, such as these subtle tregeters play. For oft at feasts have I well heard say that tregeters within a hall large have made come in a water and a barge, and in the hall rowen up and down. Sometime hath seemed to come a grim lion, sometime flowers spring as in a mead, sometime a vine, and grapes white and red, sometime a castle all of lime and stone, and when them liked, voided it anon. Thus seemed it to every man's sight. Now then conclude I thus, that if I might at Orleans some old fellow y find, that had these moon's mansions in mind, or other magic natural above, he should well make my brother have his love. For with an appearance a clerk may make to man's sight that all the rocks black of Britain were avoided every one, and ships by the brink come and gone, and in such form endure a week or two. Then were my brother cured of his woe. Then must she needs hold on her behest, or else he shall shame her at the least.